My guest at this time is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director at the Center for Immigration Studies. At the end of last week, we saw a flurry of activity on Capitol Hill as first it appeared the House of Representatives would pass no legislation to address what's happening on the border. Then the leadership of the Republicans reconsidered. By Friday, they had passed legislation, which the Senate has no intention of taking up. Senate also didn't pass any of its own. The president says he's tired of dealing with Congress and will figure out something on his own. So we're happy to be joined by Mark to understand where we are in this debate. And Mark, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
What did you make of the bill the House finally passed on Friday?
Well, it was much more sound than what they were considering before that. They passed two bills related to the immigration issue Friday. One was some extra money plus tweaks to the law, some changes to the law, to make it easier to return illegal alien minors, juveniles, than it is now. So that was a positive step there, and it was a much tighter piece of legislation than the one that they had considered the day before. The other thing that they passed was essentially a rebuke to the president, who has unilaterally and illegally amnestied more than 500,000 people on his own authority and is threatening to do it for millions more, again, without any input from Congress. And what they did was essentially said, you know, we want to cut money off for this. You're not allowed to do that.
The president said very clearly on Friday, the Senate's not even going to touch this. And even if they did take it up and even if they passed it, I would veto it. So this is kind of pointless. And so other than a political marker, what is the significance of what the House did at the end of last year?
Well, I mean, it isn't a political marker. But essentially, there's a tug of war going on between Congress and the president over who gets to make the law. And the Constitution's pretty clear on that. That's why it starts with Congress, and presidency only comes after Congress. And yet the president seems to be saying that if Congress doesn't pass the legislation that he demands, that he is just going to go ahead and do it on his own. So even though the House bills, especially the one on this executive amnesty, obviously are not going to be passed under this Congress because the Democrats run the Senate, it was a very important political marker, making clear that Congress is not going to just lie down for the president's usurpation of the separation of powers.
What do you expect from the president either during this recess or shortly after, as he and his staff have suggested something's coming?
Yeah, the word that's coming out is that he's going to amnesty, and I mean amnesty by giving work permits, Social Security numbers, all the rest of it, everything short of a green card, to potentially several million people. They're talking about maybe as many as 5 or 6 million, which would be really probably the most sweeping executive power grab in our history, certainly in peacetime. But if I had to guess, I think he's going to do something smaller before the election so as not to rock the boat politically too much. And then after the election, especially if the Republicans take the Senate, he might then try to, you know, to slip through a much larger amnesty, essentially by decree, you know, without any input from Congress.
So what do you think the smaller version might look like?
I don't know. I'm not going to render any guesses there, but I think it'll be more technical changes, smaller things about priorities in law enforcement and this kind of stuff, stuff that's hard to explain on the campaign trail and on the radio so that it won't maybe inflame people as much. And then after the election, give the advocacy groups, the anti-borders groups, what they want, which is essentially work permits for all the illegal aliens. I don't think he'll do it for all of them, but, you know, he could legalize on his own maybe half the illegal population just by decree.
We're talking with Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies. And, Mark, on Friday we spoke with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who, as you well know, is a pretty staunch opponent of amnesty. He ended up voting for the bill, and he also told us that he believes that as a result of the crisis on the border and the debate that unfolded in the House last week, while it looked ugly at times inside the Republican conference, He believes the leadership finally gets where the grassroots is. Do you share that same opinion?
Yeah, I think so, because the leadership, the Republican leadership in the House, initially wanted a much softer approach, you know, weaker language, all of that stuff. I mean, just the kind of things you would expect from Boehner and his crew. But the members, you know, in the sort of backbench members of Republicans in the House, I think, as well as pretty clearly public pushback, and not just from conservatives, but lots of independents, convinced them that this is something they really needed to stand up to the president on. So yeah, I'd say Congressman Rohrabacher probably had that right.
What's your sense on where this is on the radar screen of Americans? We see the president's approval numbers on immigration are perhaps worse than they are on any other issue, although some analysts say that he's getting it from both sides, those who think he's not doing a good job of enforcing the law and others who want him to do more from the legalization perspective. So where do you expect this issue and the position of the grassroots to come down in this campaign?
Yeah, I'd have to say, especially because of this breakdown of order in South Texas, this border crisis, the president's hand is much weaker. In other words, the whole premise of his push for amnesty and, by the way, big increases in legal immigration, too, that was part of the bill, but the whole premise of it was that the border is pretty much fixed, that we more or less have control, and that now we can move on to clearing the decks, fix the problems that were created by past bad policy, people who've been here for 10, 15 years, and move forward. The problem is that the border crisis exposes that as false. We haven't yet fixed our immigration enforcement problems, so how can we even talk about amnestying people who are already here? And I think that resonates with lots of people, even people who are open to the idea at some point of amnesty down the road.
We'll certainly be watching. Mark, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark Krikorian is the Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.